proves to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. For those of you listening to the news, I will recall that some federal official wants to protect the children. Maybe he's a state legislator. No, I think he's probably a federal official. Wants to protect children from fast foods and from chicken McNuggets. And my goodness, our children, you know, are getting obese. And of course, that's leading to hypertension and diabetes. And that's why we've got to pass a new law that you can't have a fast food restaurant close to a school. Well, you know, certainly obesity in our children is a real problem, but the federal officials understand why this is. They know that aspartame creates pathological obesity. Aspartame, the artificial sweetener that's being used widely in our drinks and in our food. In fact, you'll have a hard time finding baby food that doesn't contain aspartame, and they know that in animals it's carcinogenic, it produces brain tumors, and they know that it interferes with sexual reproduction, it attacks the thyroid. They know all of these things. For the FDA officials, for 15 years, fought to keep aspartame out of the food chain, and then, of course, thanks to Donald Rumsfeld and the Reagan administration, why aspartame was forced on the Federal Drug Administration, and it's poisoning our children. But you're never going to read that in the newspaper. You're never going to hear that on the major media, television, or radio outlets, because they're controlled and they're not going to tell you the truth. And that's why you need alternative radio. In fact, there's so many things that are going on today that you're just not going to hear about. There was a good program on 60 Minutes last night where they actually talked about the 401ks and how you don't know if you have a 401k. But there are all sorts of fees and various taxes and various programs by which they funnel money off to the Wall Street firms that are holding these things. And this is exactly what happened to the workers down in Chile. Oh, my goodness, we're going to privatize the insurance, let the people invest for themselves. You just go into these mutual funds. But the mutual funds were funneling off the money for themselves. When it got time for the workers in Chile to retire, they didn't have any money because most of it had been funneled off through all these fees and half a dozen or more fees, just taking money out of your account. And they're doing that here in the United States. I was surprised. It was the first time I've seen any reference to that on national television. But it was a program that was well worthwhile. And the great tragedy is so many people have been wiped out in their 401ks and their pension funds, and they're just not going to be able to retire. They trusted the system. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the system is set up to benefit Wall Street and the powerful international financiers who are tied into this world occult movement we keep talking about. And, of course, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. I believe in the free enterprise system. This is not free enterprise. When government gives you a special break, realize it's going to enrich Wall Street and not you. Well, that is the background. We're going to have our special guest this morning. Michael Shaw, we're going to be talking about sustainable development, Agenda 21, the massive program to transfer America's wealth to other nations, to lower our living standards, to lower our income. And they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. There's an organized effort to transfer our manufacturing to other nations. There's an organized effort to raise the cost of electricity so that you're not going to be using so much electricity. They did it initially in the name of deregulation, and they told the suckers that it was all about lowering electricity costs. Have your electricity costs gone down since they deregulated electricity? Of course not. They knew it was an attempt to raise the prices, but they can't tell you any more than Obama can tell you that when he talks about lowering taxes, he's really going to eventually raise them on you when first inflation takes you into the $250,000 a year income. But, of course, that won't, it'll cost $20 or $30 to buy a hamburger. Obama's doing everything they can to produce inflation and destroy the value of our currency. And then you're going to be one of those people who's making $250,000 a year. Won't it be wonderful? Well, let's get to Michael Shaw. Hi, Michael. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm fine, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be on the show again today.
Well, you picked the story up. What's new on the sustainable development front, this move to increase government regulation over the individual in the name of course, protecting the environment?
Well, that's exactly the point of what sustainable development is. I think we could label it as the process by which America is being reorganized around the central principle of state collectivism. They use the environment as the bait while they indoctrinate and prepare our children to live in a state-run collective. And it's happening. You gave many wonderful examples here this morning. And, once one understands that there is a globalist program that is financed to change our world, to equalize the income of Americans, not only within America, but to equalize the income of Americans to those of foreign countries. And we begin to see all the myriad of examples that are happening in our day-to-day lives, in our own communities, in our own states, and certainly across the country, because the thrust to change ordinary human beings into objects of government use is becoming more and more apparent. It used to be that it was difficult to get people to focus on sustainable development, but as people feel the foundation upon which we all stand falling apart, it's become a lot easier for people to pay a little bit of attention and take a little focus on what sustainable development is. We're really in a race. We're in a race for the understanding of this globalist movement called Sustainable Development or Agenda 21, and if we come to our senses and recognize what both the Democrats and the Republicans are doing to us in time, then we and our offspring can continue to enjoy the benefits of living in a country that politically recognizes that each of us have unalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and to property. But if we don't understand the threat that we as Americans are increasingly facing, we're going to be subjected to this globalist movement called sustainable development. Certainly on the first day of office, Barack Obama issued a series of orders all in the name of sustainable development that would further America's commitment to this ideology. And, of course, it's been around for a long time now. George Bush the First and Bill Clinton were firmly committed to the same policy.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices.
Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, we're talking about sustainable development. I think that the thing people have to understand is that there really are people who want a fascist society. And of course, we have a constitution that limits what the federal government can do, and these people have violated our laws, they've changed our educational system. Most people don't understand the purpose of the constitution was to limit the power of the federal government. But of course, these people, the subversive elements working at the highest level of our government, controlling both political parties, and if you don't believe who know who they are, they tie in the Trilateral Commission, and of course there were 11 present or former members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions, in the Obama administration. They control it, and they take their orders from Henry Kissinger, at least General James Jones recently gave a talk, which was actually reproduced by the Council on Foreign Relations, where he said, I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. Well, Henry Kissinger is a Republican. No, you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a bit of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. The same people control both political parties, and we're moving towards a fascist America. Are you concerned? What are you willing to do? Pick up the story there.
Well, just as evidence of that fascist system that is dawning upon us, one nearly needs to look at the subsidies given to banking institutions. The combination of business and government is the economic system that is incorporated into Agenda 21, or sustainable development. And the ease with which that has come about over the last 6 months is amazing. If they can do that with banks, and force banks to take money from government in exchange for government control of those banks, they can do it with any industry, any business they want. And I think there's little doubt but that that's how the globalist agenda seeks to end the American experience. And we're now close to that ending, and we should all take note. The real goal implementation program of sustainable development is what they call global to local. That is, global principles applied at the local level. There is not a single county amongst the 3,000 counties in the United States that does not have its own sustainable development program. Here in Santa Cruz, it's readily called Agenda 21. In other counties, it is usually called something else like Vision 2020, meaning, a new vision for the year 2020, a new America for the year 2020. Change, as President Obama calls it. Never has defined that change, but the change that is being thrust upon us by Obama, by his predecessor, and presumably by his successor, is a change that does exactly what you've been talking about, Dr. Stan. And it is a change that will forever terminate the political recognition of of an individual's unalienable right to life, liberty, and property. If we don't fight this, and we can't fight it until we know it, if we don't understand Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, then we are condemning our children and really ourselves. And I don't care if you're a baby boomer and you think that this takeover wasn't going to happen until our lives were over. It's happening very fast. It will happen to the average baby boomer during their lifetime, and it will be a disastrous fall as America crumbles. We feel the cracking of all things American as we live our lives today. But imagine if we were to wake up sometime next year with our currency being worth nothing more than wallpaper. And as we have multiplied the currency in circulation dramatically over the last 6 months through these multiple federal bailouts of one thing or another, never of you and me, you know. Of course, we're not asking for bailouts. We don't want bailouts. We want our dollar to remain credible. But we have increased our money supply by over 300% in just 6 months. That means that the price of everything you have over the next period of time is going to triple. Now, your income's not going to triple, and the dollar is not going to, at some point, survive these assaults upon it. And as the American dollar collapses, so will the American economy. And if the American economy collapses, the change is going to come very rapidly. And it's not going to be the change that any freedom-loving or human-loving human being will care to participate in.
And of course,
now is the time for us to come to realization of what is being planned for all of us.
I think you're so right, Michael. The thing is that most people out there find it difficult to believe that the leaders of this country are intent upon destroying the value of our currency. But they know there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. And these people hate America. They're globalists. That's why they've been transferring our factories and our jobs and our production to other countries. That's why they're doing everything they can to undermine belief in America. When was the last time you turned on the radio and heard God Bless America played? Well, they don't want to play that because they hate America. They don't want you to hear that, and they control the music that is played in this country. They control what our children are taught in school. They control what the average person honestly believes. That's why programs like this and stations like the one you're hearing today are so vitally important. You need to understand there is an organized, orchestrated effort by a small group of people who have a different worldview to destroy America and to turn this nation into a fascist society, a totally corrupt society with a worthless currency and impoverished people, people without jobs, without hope. And believe me, this is not happening by accident. It is all carefully scripted. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to learn until it's far too late. So you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, a cynical person might say, well, the they control part, I just can't accept that. Number one, this is the land of a separation of powers, and there's no central group with such power that what you're talking about could ever occur. And to that person, I would say, well, you need to understand the nature of the money supply that has been in existence in the United States since 1913. Our money supply is simply created out of thin air by a narrow cabal of globalist bankers. Every dollar that exists in the form of debt. In other words, they make it out of nothing, lend it to the government, charge the government interest. That interest all comes from us through our government back to those central bankers. Now, that system has been in operation in other parts of the world for as much as 250 years. And over that period of time, incredible wealth, that is the interest off of our hard work, has been paid to this narrow elite of globalists. And that money has been used to take over the political parties, to take over the education system, to take over the media, to take over key industries. Today, all of that is lined up and in their hands and in their pocket, all because we've been using a monetary system that's phony as a $2 bill. Now, that doesn't mean lose confidence tomorrow. in the dollar. We've got to remain confident in our existing dollar until we substitute a constitutional system for the system that we have today. But let there be no doubt in your mind that those behind the creation of this funny money system are the people in power and control today, and who are able, therefore, to operate everything and to time the collapse that is moving toward us. And if we don't understand fiat money, one needs to study it. Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, is a great recounting of how the Federal Reserve came into existence in the United States. The Federal Reserve, a consortium of secretive bankers who control our money, is the they who are operating to destroy this country and create a one-world government. You know, it is Aaron Rousseau's movie, hour-and-a-half-long movie, called The Creature, America, Freedom to Fascism, that one has to see to begin to gain an understanding of how we put ourselves in the corner. And once we know the corner we're in, we can begin to get ourselves out of that corner. It is not a corner without escape hatches, but if we remain asleep, like our ancestors over the last 2 to 3 generations have been on this issue, we will fall, and we will be falling soon. So it's important that we gain an understanding of that rock upon which the world is being changed, and that rock is our monetary system. And the control by the Federal Reserve over the federal government is growing by the day, and we need to understand the nature of it if we're to get out of that deep hole. So it is the monetary system that creates the circumstance where they do have control, and if we don't understand it, we're going to pay the price. So once one understands the nature of how it can be done and how ready they are to finance their takeover of America and the world, then one needs to understand what it is that we're going to lose, what it is that we are as Americans. The first government in the history of the world to recognize unalienable rights held by each and every human being. You know, we're made in the image and likeness of God, and that's because we've always understood that inherently we have rights that don't come from government, but rights that are imbued within our person. And our failure to protect the system of American government, the Constitution and the Declaration upon which that's based, is going to result in our loss of the political recognition of unalienable rights. And when that happens, then we as human beings are mere chattel of a ruling elite. Agenda 21 is the United Nations program for sustainable development that now exists in every county within the United States, that is designed to take us into that futuristic world where human beings are mere chattel. The rules and the protocol of Agenda 21 call for reducing the human population by 85%. You say, well, how's that going to happen? And I say, well, just look around. You can see the toying with the different ways by which the human population can be reduced. And certainly, once unalienable rights are not recognized, that model for governments around the world, that is the United States, and our recognition of the unalienable right of each human being, once that's obliterated, there will be nothing to stop governments here and everywhere from implementing whatever they need to implement in order to reduce human population to the Agenda 21 goal of 1 billion people.
And I think it's really so interesting. I was just reading the other day the latest statistics out of the CDC pointing out that, of course, the majority of the cases of AIDS in the United States are in blacks, and that 1 in 16 black men in the United States and 1 in 30 black women will contract HIV during their lifetime, and they'll probably die from it. Now, this disease is primarily aimed at blacks in this country, as in Africa, where, of course, you go into Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected. American tax dollars at work Isn't it wonderful to know that your tax money has gone into producing this epidemic specifically designed to kill black people? And where is the outcry from the American people? Most of them don't know. But what's even more frightening is most people, if they're white, really don't care. So we've got a real problem, and our job is to get people not only to understand, but to care about what's happening to our fellow human beings, because everyone, black, white, red, brown, is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. And the people who are in charge of this whole movement hate God. And if you want to know who they are, go to augustreview.com. Augustreview.com. You get a list of the members of the Trilateral Commission and see how every president and or vice president of the United States between 1976 and 2008 came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, despite the fact there are never more than about 85 members, North American members, American citizens, who are eligible to run for the presidency in this organization. Yet every president and or vice president, and sometimes both, from 1976 until 2008 came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. The website, augustreview.com, you need to know what's going on. When we get back, if you'd like to talk to Michael, give us a call, 970-689-8255, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Michael, before we go on, could you put your address out, your website, so people would know how to get in touch with you and get additional information on this program of sustainable development and Agenda 21.
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org, and you'll find a huge composition of information on sustainable development when you're there. We have tools, what we call neighborhood tools, that include pamphlets and videos, audios, that can bring you up to speed quite quickly on the nature of sustainable development. The pamphlets can be viewed online and downloaded. You can buy them in bulk so that you can begin to distribute them to your friends, neighbors, and relatives. You know, because if we don't take action, we're all going to be overwhelmed and swooned up in this program of Agenda 21. So our goal has been to create the information base that the average listener to shows like this can grab and circulate, because you don't want to be the only person in your neighborhood who understands this dynamic. You want to share this information. You want to make it part of the mainstream in your community, where these pamphlets do circulate widely. There is a growing effort to stop the local implementation of sustainable development. That's nowhere near advanced far enough to provide victory for ordinary people yet. But if you play your role and come to understand sustainable development, lead others to an understanding, create a niche within your community of people who understand this. You know, the amazing thing is that your local politicians, I can guarantee you, are implementing sustainable development. The Democrat and Republican parties train up all of their elected officials to do just that. Now, they may not put it in the terms of Agenda 21, but they'll put the philosophy and the policy implementation in place that are designed exactly to do that. So you need to understand what sustainable development is so that you can recognize its policy applications that arise in your community. And those policy applications are different for rural communities as opposed to urban communities. But once you understand sustainable development, once you understand the program is to move people out of what's called the wildland areas, that's the general rural areas, that's why farmers and ranchers and timberland owners are under such pressure today, because they're to be removed and put into urban smart growth communities. That's why places like Denver are developing the way they are. It's to intensify human location into these narrow little zones called smart growth zones, where the building goes up, the people are put on mass transit, eventually jobs will be assigned, and your children will be raised for you. This is communism in the old-fashioned Russian context on steroids, because, you know, as one of my youthful teachers explained, she said the real threat comes when the communist system of justice is joined together with a fascist system of economics where human beings can be genuinely and permanently controlled. We are on the verge of exactly that, as social justice, the communist system of justice, replaces equal justice, the American system of justice, and where public-private partnerships, you probably hear that term. If you turn on C-SPAN, you cannot go a day without hearing the term public-private partnership. Well, that's just the polite terminology for fascist economics. It's where government, the public sector, and the private sector join together and swarm free enterprise and take control of the economic machinery. That's certainly happening today. That's part of what we saw with this bank takeover recently, and that's what we're seeing in industry after industry. In your town, certainly in our town, Dr. Stan, Santa Cruz, you can't build housing in this community without building smart growth housing. Well, smart growth housing means that the developer, a partner with government, receives massive funds from the federal government to build housing that conforms to this new world order of sustainable development. That means that they've got to be small, compact, built in the air along rail lines. Well, this is all in the effort to create smart growth development. Smart growth is the urban land use component of Sustainable Development Agenda 21, where favored developers get, in this county, $90,000 per 800-square-foot unit in order to implement smart growth objectives. Well, you know, if you're a private home builder, you can't compete with a guy who's receiving enough subsidy that he has a profit before he puts a stick of wood up in the air. Government then, under smart growth designs, control the price that these places can be sold for, control who can be live there, and control the living norms for people who are residents of smart growth communities.
Well, let's see who we have on the line here. Who's calling in?
This is from Colorado.
Yes, who's this?
Kevin's from Colorado. Good morning.
Right, fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
I was just wondering, Mr. Shaw, what's the best way to find out what's going on locally here in my area?
Well, I think the best way is to understand first what sustainable development is. Mm-hmm. And then I can guarantee you, with a little bit of thought, you can pick up any edition of your local paper, and you will find examples.
Okay.
Now, do you live in an urban or rural community?
Well, it's there's about 130,000 people here, and I'm on the outskirts.
You probably have a mix of both urban and rural components that are playing in your community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best advice I can give you is to study sustainable development. It won't take you long before you start seeing evidence of its play out in your local newspaper.
What about the Planning Commission? Would they be the people that would be going over managing this program?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the elected politicians become the ultimately responsible ones for implementing the program, but you'll see it being enforced through planning departments. I mean, the American Planning Association is an NGO. That means they're accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development. So the tools for sustainable development implementation often come in through agencies like a planning department. Planning departments certainly need to be watched in every community across the country, because that's a hotbed for the implementation of the land use component of sustainable development. Planning commissions themselves are often consisting of people who know little, and yet they end up doing the dirty work of sustainable development. It's amazing how the system operates, and it recognizes that human beings want to feel like they're part of a system. And so it's been remarkable to me how often communities with planning departments operate somewhat blindly, but always end up advancing these concepts that are globalist in nature and anti-American at the core, because they're working all the time to abolish private property.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Michael Shaw.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
You may not plant a 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register, or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. We're talking about sustainable development, which is really a front for this effort to create a fascist America. These people aren't concerned about the insects. They're not concerned about the little animals in the forest. I mean, they've set the forest up to burn, and with that, they'll incinerate the animals. It's all about control over the population. But they can't tell the people that. They've got to appear to be so concerned about the three-toed salamander or some sort of obscure butterfly. Believe me, they have no concern at all about anything. It's all about control and really about destruction, because they want to destroy the forest. They want to destroy the animals. They want to destroy humanity. And one of their major thrusts is to cut off the depopulate the world. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, and that depopulation takes its expression this way. The land use program, the globalist land use program, is broken into two components. One is
Michael, you seem to be talking very softly. I wonder if they turned you down?
I will speak up.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the land use component has two aspects. One is smart growth. That is the narrow centers where all human beings are to be placed. You can look at Denver. That's a perfect smart growth concept community. It's run by people who believe in smart growth. Smart growth says you put all the people in high rises along rail tracks. And the rural component is called the Wildlands Project. Over 50% of the United States is to be put into a Wildlands Project, which then prohibit the presence of human beings on this land. That's why our rural landowners are being pressed so hard. That's why the fires and the conditions for fire are created, so that people are relocated from rural areas and into these urban zones. That means that all the resources on that land are to be off limits to human use. Now, you take away America's rural lands from the American urban dwellers, and you'll find that the urban dwellers don't have the materials they need, they don't have the food they need, and that's why the world's population is designed to be massively reduced. So, once we understand that, once we realize that the sustainable objective is the abolition of private property, our antennas ought to be well up. And when you look at the second component of sustainable development, which is the education of our children, to prepare them to live in a global community, you begin to understand that not only our resources and private property are to be taken, but that our system of government is to be abolished. It is a recent poll that says that over 50% of last year's college grads identify themselves first as global citizens, and only secondly as Americans.
And of course, the great tragedy is our schools are not educating our children. They're indoctrinating our children. That's why they want them to go to school. It's not that they want them to read and write, because they're not teaching them to read properly. They're not teaching them to write properly. They're not teaching them proper history. It's all about indoctrination to become simply new cogs in this fascist society that we're moving towards, and to look to government to solve our problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, government can't solve our problems. Government is our problems. That's why our founding fathers limited the power of government so that men could be free and could look after themselves and solve their problems. There's no problem facing America today that a new government program won't make worse.
Parents need to ask their children what they understand about unalienable rights. You know, decent people who are teaching in our schools have no idea what unalienable rights are because they weren't taught it. So they're not teaching our children that. And without teaching that cornerstone of the American experience, there is no chance that America can survive. You know, it's people from Aristotle to Lincoln have said that tyranny is always but one generation away, wherever you might be, because tomorrow's future is dependent upon today's education of the youth. Our education of the youth today is controlled through agencies like the Federal Department of Education, which are firmly committed to a globalist end. That's easily identifiable by virtue of the federal agencies' departments' commitment to sustainable development. On the websites of every federal agency, you will see in writing their commitment to the globalist program, the UN program of Agenda 21 or sustainable development. Agenda 21 and sustainable development are the same thing. And every federal agency since George Bush the First has had as their primary mission the implementation of their element of the sustainable nonsense. So if your children are in government schools, they are being indoctrinated to this. If they're in private school, they're probably being indoctrinated to this program. The goal of education, therefore, is in the hands of mom and dad. Mom and dad need to understand these dynamics. They need to work with like-minded parents in their community in terms of the raising of their children. That was the original idea of American education, was community-based, directed by the parents. Today, if a parent doesn't line up for what the school district wants out of their children, the parent is in trouble.
And they'll take the children away, and they'll even put them into private homes. They'll have them adopted out. If you try to raise your children in the way that God wants them raised up, you are in real danger of losing your children today.
Well, that doesn't mean that I think that parents should give up, because you know, the pressure on parents is going to grow dramatically over this next decade. Now is the time for parents to stand up, put that stake in the ground. My children are my children, and my children are going to understand the nature of the tradition of the American political thought, because we all want that for our grandchildren.
Amen.
We want it for posterity. If we don't move soon, it'll simply become too late.
And the freedom that we've known will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Our guest today has been Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. And once again, your website so people can get in touch with you, your telephone number?
FreedomAdvocates.org. Be sure to check out our pamphlets, order them, and circulate them around.
We're out of time, Michael. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our program with Michael Shaw. And then, of course, if you'd like more information on sustainable development, we have a great talk. It's on a DVD, Sustainable Development of the Road to World Tyranny. And then, of course, we have a syllabus which has in it the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Charter and my Population Control Agenda monograph. It has a lot of information. Goes right along with the talk on DVD. Get the two together at a reduced price. We have a four tape set on sustainable development. We also have, of course, information on global warming. We have Michael Shaw's initial, Michael Kaufman's initial DVD and a second DVD going into what's the latest information on global warming. Global warming is a scam. I mean, certainly, if you look at the charts, you find that it's down through the centuries. Why, when we have an increase in temperature, why the CO2 goes up after the temperature goes up, the CO2 increases afterwards. Why? Because it's being taken out of solution in the oceans. CO2 is a miracle gas. When you have a higher level of CO2, you have everything growing and growing far better. The amount of CO2 in the atmosphere is not 1%, it's not even a tenth of a percent. It's 0.038% of the atmosphere. You mean to tell me that CO2 at that level is going to produce global warming that's going to destroy our nations? Of course, it's all alive. You've seen the pictures of the snows of Kilimanjaro, you know, what they were, you know, 20 years ago, what they are today. No, what they do is they take the picture in the winter and then they take them this summer. You've seen pictures of the Arctic ice caps. They're melting off. Yes, they melt off every summer and they freeze up again every winter. What about the Russian ships going around Newfoundland? Well, of course, they can get around it in the certainly in the summertime, but not in the wintertime. And there's no Northwest Passage in the winter. The ice, actually, the Arctic ice caps are ice there. Well, what about the polar bears? The polar bears, they've got two or three times as many as they've ever had. They've simply put it on the endangered species list for the effect on your mind, because who could be against polar bears? And who would want them to drown because, of course, the ice is gone, and you see the picture of the forlorn-looking polar bear on a little piece of ice, and you know that the ice is going to melt and then he's going to drown? They can swim for 100 miles, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is a lie. Just 3 weeks ago, they had the Hearthstone Institute back in Washington, D.C. Scientists from around the world are pointing out that the global warming, and in fact, it's coming about because of mankind's activities, is a lie. But it doesn't matter if it's a lie. When they control the media, they control what you believe. That's why you've got to help us get the information out. Global warming is a scam. We carry the book, Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. That's Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. And we have a book on Al Gore and climate change. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you get anything from us and you'd like a copy of that, the DVD by Aaron Russo, free, From Freedom to Fascism, we'll send that along free of charge if you ask for it. if you want a free copy of Aaron Musso's DVD and you get any of our other items, we'll be glad to send that along without charge. And then you need to get the information on sustainable development. You need to know that they plan to kill off most of the people in the world. This is not imaginary. It's real. That's why you're never going to read how dangerous aspartame is, or how dangerous the vaccines are, or how they're poisoning us with mercury and aluminum and water fluoridation. But till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org.